This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, everyone. Glenn James here, My Millennial Money Express. Hope you're well if you are listening on the podcast. Thanks for joining me again. If you're into YouTube, you can watch my Express episodes now, and you can just search Glenn James on YouTube. It's a different channel than the My Millennial Money one because we're just keeping my ones short, succinct, and yeah, that's what we're doing with that. Now, for the business owners or those who are thinking about a side hustle or thinking about transitioning to a small business, I want to talk to you today about the mistakes that people can make when starting a new business. And some of these are from experience. I've certainly made a lot of mistakes, so hopefully you can learn from this. But the first thing that I want you to focus on, or the first mistake people can make, is they borrow money, invest it into their business, and it doesn't work out for whatever reason. And the business might work out, but the area of the business, and I'll give you an example in a moment, the area of their business that they allocated that borrowed money to didn't work. So what happens is the losses have been amplified. So I'll give you an example that I did once. I didn't do much paid advertising in my small business just because we were primarily word of mouth. But once I was approached to put an ad in a folder or something with some local real estate agents, and it was $1,000 for this ad. And you know, when you're first starting out, sometimes $1,000, it may as well be $100,000, because if you don't have the money, you just don't have the money, right? So I thought, look, I'm going to bite the bullet. So I spent $1,000 on the ad campaign, and it went for 12 months. I spent probably $300-$400 with the designer designing the ad, and it was all good. And I actually never got a phone call from it. And it was a local area type advertisement. And then I think probably 2 or 3 years later, I was going through my old files on the computer, and I saw this old ad, and I'm like, oh, I'll open that and just have a look at, you know, what I did in the business a few years ago. And I noticed that I had my mobile number incorrect. It was an error in the phone number. So no wonder nobody called, right? So an example when magnifying your business losses could have been, if I went and got a personal loan for 10 or 20 grand to start the business, I might have gone, you know what, I'm going to allocate $3,000 to $5,000 to advertising. So we're going to take that ad and we're going to turn it up a notch, not spend the $1,000, but let's put $5,000 behind it, because you know, I've got that loan and it's only $90 a month repayment or whatever. So I'm going to just hammer the business. Now, if I had done that with borrowed money and put more money toward that marketing exercise, that would have amplified my losses. So it's a real trap. The second biggest thing that is a trap for the side hustle people, small business owners, is that's not putting money aside for tax. And this is a real problem. And I've been caught out before. You know, you start in the first year in business, you don't have to pay quarterly tax installments, but you'll do your tax return. And then what the ATO will do, they'll say, hey, and I'll make a number up, $10,000. You owe us 10 grand in tax for the last 12 months. And then after the first tax return, they will send you every quarter an installment notice. So they might say, okay, you paid 10 grand last year. Yeah, you're going to pay another 10 grand this year because you've got a growing business. So every quarter, they might send you a bill for $2,500, okay? But so the first part in the small business when you're getting started, you don't have to pay tax because they're not asking you for that money every quarter. So the rule of thumb that I tell people is, can you maybe put 20% away of everything you earn for the first year just for that initial tax bill and keep a buffer in your life? Now, remember, if you are registered for GST on the advice of your accountant, or if you are earning over 75 grand a year, you'll have to put away 10% of revenue as well. That will be paid to the government in GST every quarter. So the number one thing with your small business, make sure you have a separate account from your personal finances, and then have a savings account that's just for tax. So in my business, every week I put money into a separate online savings account, and that's for GST, it's for personal tax. It's just there. I've got to pay staff tax. So you really need to not get caught out, because it can catch up on you very fast and really put you behind. So the worst thing that could happen is, if you are putting money aside, I think the worst thing that could happen would be that you put too much aside and you don't have to use that all for tax. So that's the second one. The third one that I see is particularly if someone's starting new business, and I'll use two examples. It might be an electrician and beauty therapist, for example. And they start their business and they're really passionate about electrical work or beauty therapy, and they just double down on, and they tell their customers, we're really good at electrical work, we're really good at beauty therapy. That's awesome, but as soon as you step into that realm of a small business owner, you're no longer an electrician, you're no longer a beauty therapist. First and foremost, you're a business owner. So you have to make sure the craft or the trade or your occupation takes care of itself. Make sure you're training what you're good at. Make sure that you're not practicing your craft on your new clients, because if you stuff up, that's going to be really bad. So I would say as well, don't major on the minor, okay? So in what I'm saying is, in terms of the customer experience, majoring on the minor to them would be, I'll use an example. If you went to a doctor's office, the first thing you did when you went into the doctor's office, the doctor said, oh, look at all my degrees and my diplomas. That would be majoring on the medicine, right? No. The fact that you're there, you know they're a doctor. The fact that you're at the beauty therapist, you know that they're a good beauty therapist. The fact that you've called the electrician, you know they're a good electrician. You know they're an electrician, whatever that is. So you've got to focus as a business owner on the customer experience. Focus on what your communication with your clients, setting realistic expectations, okay? If there's going to be a delay in the process, just keep the customer happy, keep the customer in the loop. So you must focus on customer and client experience. The trade, the craft, what you do should take care of itself. The fourth one, and I did touch on it first, would be to have a separate business account. There are still a lot of people who start their business and they'll have their business account in with their personal stuff. You just got to separate that. So all your business income comes into a separate account, and then all the business expenses come out of a separate account. Okay, so if you're running a spending plan, have one for your personal life and for your business account. It will make things easier at the end of the year if your accountant needs information as well. So that's a real easy, low-hanging fruit. Set up your good business structures in terms of your accounts as soon as you can. And the fifth one is that business owners, they don't take cash flow seriously enough. So when you've got a small business, cash flow might ebb and flow like this. So it could be we're living like a king for a couple of months and then there's no work. So it ebbs and flows. So if you have a really good couple of months, I'd really recommend you having some really good cash buffers in your account, okay? So the last thing you want to do as a business owner is be stressed out because you don't have money. And that money could be to pay for your rent, pay for equipment for jobs if you need to prepay some stuff. So you've really got to be very critical on your cash flow. And even with the My Millennial Money podcast and My Millennial Money Express and all our podcasting activities, that's a small business. I've got a separate company set up for our podcasting activities. From day one in this new business, I've been very anal that I want to be cash heavy in the business from day one. So I've got a separate savings account and I've got 3 months worth of business expenses that I've saved up over the last year in that account, because I employ people, and if there's ever anything that goes down, the staff always have to be paid, the rent always has to be paid, the internet bill always has to be paid. So you need to take cash flow seriously, and it's okay, it takes a while, but just have that in your head. There's that old saying, cash is king. So there we have it, 5 mistakes that I see people make when starting their small business. Number one, they borrow money and that amplifies their losses. Number two, they did not put money aside for tax. Number three, they major on the minor. They don't focus and major on customer experience. Number four, They don't have separate business accounts. It's just a mess in there. And the last one, they don't take cash flow seriously. So if you can just work on those five things, you'll be set for success. I'm Glenn James. Thanks for watching and listening today. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkanyung people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.